Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 1. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 1. I therefore, this is Paul, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that ye walk worthy of the vocation wherein ye are called. Father, we just thank you today for all that you have done. Let this word go forth unhindered. Let it encourage. Let it lift up. Oh God, let it build. Let it feed. Oh God, our souls today. We thank you in Jesus' name. Turn to someone before you're seated. Tell them, walk worthy. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. The title of my message is Keep Walking. Keep walking. Keep walking. Keep walking. This Christian life is not a destination, not yet. It's a walk. It's a journey. None of us have arrived. You know what that means we have to do? We have to keep walking. If we stop, if we stumble, we have to get up and we have to keep walking. This is a journey. Sometimes it has detours. Sometimes you go down dead ends. But what you need to do is to never give up and keep walking. Because the Bible says it's he that endureth to the end, the same shall be saved. This is not a thing where you quit, where you just take a few steps and you turn back. You have to keep walking. Hallelujah. You just have to keep walking. This is a walk. It's not sometimes you can't run. Sometimes the headwinds are so strong you can't run and you have to lean into the wind. But I'm encouraging you today that God has told us that we have to keep walking. Genesis chapter 5 verse 21. You know, I could have taken this from Genesis chapter 3 because the Bible says that the voice of God walked in the garden. It was a walking experience. If you're going to be saved, you're going to have a walking experience with God. We see this throughout the whole Bible. In Genesis 5:21, it says, "And Enoch lived 65 years and begat Methuselah. And Enoch walked with God." He didn't let having children stop his walk. It said he walked with God after he begat Methuselah 300 years and begat sons and daughters. Sometimes we let things stop our walk. Sometimes it's the job. Sometimes it's people saying things. Sometimes it's friends. Sometimes it's family. But you see here, Enoch didn't let anything stop his walk with God. The Bible said Enoch walked with God. What a testimony. To be walking with God. That means you're having communion. That means you're having fellowship. That means you're having a talk. When you're walking with someone, you're having communion and fellowship. The Bible says in verse 24, "And Enoch walked with God and was not, for God took him." His walk was so strong that God said, "You know what? I need you for a job." And he took him. This is a walk that we're on. Not a destination yet. And you have to keep that walk going. Amen? I don't know if some of us may be able to run. I can't run yet, but I'm walking. You see a little child, their first aim is first to crawl, and then they start pulling themselves up, and then they start taking their first steps, and it's all shaky. But after they figure out the rudiments of it, you can't get them to crawl anymore. You don't find them crawling. We don't want to go back to our crawling stage. Once you have got up on your feet and God has filled you with his spirit, once you have been baptized in his name, don't go back to crawling in the mud. Get back up and start walking with God. That's what he has called us to. Keep walking. I'm encouraging you today. You can make it. You do not have to walk the wrong direction, though. You need to walk in this direction. The Bible said you would hear a voice in your ear saying, "This is the way. Walk in it." Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. In Hebrews, it said he had this testimony. Can someone say something about us that's good? When your name comes up, do people make funny faces? Amen. Or can they say, "That's a great person"? The Bible in Hebrews 11, he's awarded in the chapter on the heroes of faith. It says in Hebrews 11, verse 5, "By faith," this walk is by faith. You can't see your destination yet. It's around the corner. Sometimes you can only see a few steps in front of you. That's why the Bible, I believe, tells us the Word of God is a lamp. A lamp only illuminates the next few steps. In fact, if we could see everything ahead of us, most of us would be paralyzed with fear. But God says, thy word is a lamp unto my foot. So he gives us just enough light to take the next step. You keep on walking, you will reach that destination. But you can't get anywhere if you stop, if you quit, if you give up. We see in Hebrews 11, verse 5, it says, by faith, Enoch was translated. That means God took him out of this earth that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated. That means taken him, raptured him out of this earth. Before he had this translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. I tell you what, just walking will be pleasing to God, because he's seeing you're not giving up. You're not ready to quit. You're not ready to throw in the towel, but you just keep walking. If you keep walking in the direction God has given you, you will arrive. But if you start walking in the wrong direction, it's time to turn around. We call that repentance. We call that repentance. I've told you many times about the GPS, the God positioning system. When you start ignoring it, it says recalculating, right? Start saying recalculating. You can't hurt its feelings. It'll just keep saying recalculating till you turn it off. Some of us turn it off. We don't want to be told the way to go because we know better. Until we finally come to the end of our wits, where we don't know, have a clue where we are, we finally start to listen to someone. We start to ask directions and say, how do you get to so-and-so? God has given us his global God positioning system. It's called the Word of God. If you will start paying attention to it, it's saying turn around, repent, and start to walk in this direction. Amen. He had this testimony before God took him that he walked with God. And because of that, just his walk was pleasing. Just because you're trying, God is going to start looking at you, and he's going to pay attention to your walk. If you start just heading in the right direction, take the first step. That's what I'm talking about. You got to keep walking. You know, for a year, I joined the gym at my workplace. And it's right at the entrance as you come into work. And I would look in and see it. And I'd see the people working out in there. And I went on to my job. After about a year, though, I decided, you know, I had to stop walking by it. I had to walk into it. I joined that thing for a year, and I walked by it every day. And I looked, and I saw people on the treadmill. And I kept on walking. All the while, I was growing in the wrong direction. Growing in the wrong direction. But finally, one day, I said, you know what? I need to walk in there. And I started walking. And at first it was very hard. I could, you know, only do maybe half a mile, and I was like, you know, dead when it was finished. But after a while, if you will endure, the same shall be saved. You have to walk in this Christian walk, and you have to get up and you have to go on the Christian treadmill sometime to shed some things that the devil has bloated you with. And there's only one way to do it. You got to do some spiritual exercise. You're going to have to lift some exercise your spiritual muscles against some of the weights. The Bible says you got to lay aside the weights and the sins that doth so easily beset us. He had this testimony that he pleased God. I want to show you the benefits of walking today. I want to show you the benefits of walking. Luke chapter 17, verse 12. Jesus and his disciples. Luke chapter 17, verse 12, entered into a certain village. There met him 10 men that were lepers. These men were sick. They were outcasts from society. Nobody wanted to be near them. In fact, they had to have a bell, and they had to stay away from the clean people. But they recognized that someone had come to town who could heal them. They recognized there was an answer. They recognized that there was a new direction that they could change their lives into. And they cried out, and they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. Now, this is a strange thing that Jesus did. He told them to go and show themselves to the priest. He didn't say, be healed. He didn't throw mud on them. He told them, go walk. Go walk into town and go show yourself to the priest. Now, under the law, this was what was told to people after they were healed. After they were healed, they were told to get the approval of the priest. They were to go to the priest, and he would examine them, and he would say, you're healed. You're now fit to come back into society. But that was after they were healed. Jesus here told them to go before they were healed. He said, start walking. What I'm trying to show you is as they were walking, as they were obedient, look what the scripture says happened to them. Look what happened to them. As they went, verse 14, and when he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourself unto the priests. Get walking. Keep walking. Now, and it came to pass. Now, they could have argued with him. Wait a minute, master, we can't go to the priest. Can't you see how we are? I can't get saved. I can't come to church. Can't you see how I am? Jesus said, start walking. They hadn't been healed yet, but it's as they started to walk, look what the scripture says happened. And as they went, they were cleansed. You keep walking. You keep coming to church. You keep hearing that word, which will wash you and clean you and sanctify you. You will be cleansed. You will be healed. You will be delivered. You will be refreshed. They could have said, but we can't go to the priest. We're still lepers. He said, go to the priest. In other words, start walking. This is a walk. And I'm telling you today, you need to keep walking. God has told us how to please him. It's to walk with him. It's to keep walking. As they started the journey, the Bible says, something started to happen. I can imagine them start. Wait a minute. That blotch on your skin is gone. Hey, mine is too. The walk started to turn into a joy. I bet they actually started to run by the time they got near the priest. They were screaming out, we're healed. We're healthy. We're finished. One of them remembered to come back and thank the master. I'm telling you, your deliverance is in your walk. It's when you don't give up, when you keep on walking, even when you're still a leper, you come to church as you are. It's in the walk that God cleanses you. It's not because we're perfect people. He said, go and show yourself to the priest. Now, they could have all said, but we can't do that. They'll throw us out. They'll get mad at us because we're still lepers. But they heard the voice of the master. Something in their heart said, you know what? We better start walking. And as they exhibited faith, all their germs, all their skin lesions, all the stuff started to fall off them. And I can bet as soon as they realized that, I don't think they started walking. I think they ran. I think they were in such a hurry. That's why some of them forgot to come back to Jesus, because they saw that there was healing and deliverance in walking on the word. I've told you that before, haven't I? That you can walk on the word. And you only need one word. You know what that word is? Come. Come. When Jesus tells you come, you can get out your boat. Peter saw Jesus walking on the water. Bible says he's about to walk back past them. Jesus knows about walking. He walked everywhere. Peter said, bid me to come unto thee. Jesus gave him one word. And in a storm, when the wind is howling, when the waves are high, he got out the boat, started walking. Start to walk, I'm telling you. Jesus is telling you, come. Even in your storm, even when there's all kinds of negativity, if he has given you that word, and I believe it for myself anyway, I've been walking on water, not out of boasting, but because God has been merciful to me. There's no way I can survive without his word. I would die without his word. I would drown without his word. But if he gives you a word that says, come, come, that's all you need. You can get out of your boat, and though the storm is raging around you, though everything looks like it's falling apart, you can walk on water. You can walk on water. There is cleansing in walking in obedience. There's something else about walking. It's where you can meet Jesus. Let me give you another example. Luke 24:13. After his crucifixion, two of his disciples, what were they doing? They were going to a town called Emmaus. What were they doing? Walking. And they started to talk about all the things that had happened. They were very depressed. They were down at the moment because Jesus had just been crucified. Sometimes you feel as if God is so a million miles away from you, right? But you start discussing the Bible. You start meditating on the word. You start walking in faith. And look at this. Luke 24:13. And behold, two of them went that same day to a village called Emmaus. I want to show you, when you start walking, God will show up. Which was from Jerusalem about 60 furlongs, they say 4 or 5 miles. And they talked together of all the things which had happened. And it came to pass, while they communed together and reasoned, Jesus himself drew near. I'm telling you, if you keep walking, You may not realize it. The Bible said he was hidden from their eyes. You may not realize it, but if you're walking in faith, Jesus is right there. He may be hidden from your eyes. Maybe you can't see it. Maybe you don't realize it, but he's right there. He was walking with them the whole way. And it wasn't until he was about to go when he broke the bread that they realized, hey, he was with us the whole time. Didn't our hearts burn within us? When you start meditating on the word, even in your tribulation, even in your hard time, Jesus is walking with you. This is the benefit of walking in the Spirit. The Bible says, they that are led by the Spirit, to them gave he power to become. You know, to be led, you got to put one foot in front of another. You know what that means? You're walking. If you want to become a son of God, this is a Christian journey. This is a walk of faith. You've got to take up one foot and put it in front of another and say, I'm going to make it no matter what. No matter what the devil throws at me. No matter what storm comes. He has said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. You got to get up and walk. You know, when Jesus healed people, that's what he told them. Rise up. Take up thy bed and do what? Go sit back down? You know, that's what a lot of us do when Jesus delivers us. I'm healed. All right now. He never let them stay in the same spot. He said, get up. I don't care if it's the Sabbath when the Jews say you can't. Well, get up, take up your bed and walk. Give God the glory. Give him the, you know, most of us when we get delivered, we just, okay, all right now. Thank you, Jesus, till the next time I need you. All right, next time, Jesus, you can come back and you'll find me right here. I haven't gone anywhere, Jesus. I'm still here. Take up thy bed and walk. Saints, you got to keep walking. No matter what's going on in your life right now, do not give up. It's he that endureth to the end, the same shall be saved. So there's a cleansing in walking. There's a testimony in walking. There's a deliverance in walking. It's also a place where even though you don't know it, Jesus is with you. It says that Jesus himself, this is verse 15, and it came to pass that while they communed and reasoned together, Jesus himself drew near and with them. Verse 16, but their eyes were holden that they should not know him. Sometimes you think you're alone. Don't worry, he's with you. Even though they were walking and you'd think of all the people, they should know him. They were his disciples because they were so into their own situation and all the things. Sometimes we don't realize that it's only God that's been holding us up all that time. Only God has been holding us up. It's on the road that we meet Jesus. It's also, as I said, a walk of faith. Romans 4:12 says this, speaking about Abraham, and the father of circumcision to them who are not of the circumcision only, but also who walk. But all who also walk in the steps of faith. This is a walk of faith. The Bible says that we walk not by sight, but by faith. You know, you may not know how you're going to deal with certain things this week. You may have no clue right now, some of the things, what to do, how you're going to handle them. But just walk. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So just like on the road to Emmaus, he may have joined you and you're not really realizing it. But trust in the Lord. Lean not to your own understanding. Lean not to your own understanding. Romans says, and the father of circumcision to them who are not of the circumcision only, but who also walk. That means it includes us. We were not naturally born Jews, but if we walk in faith, he calls us his seed. We are in the family of God. 2 Corinthians 5:7, for we walk by faith, not by sight. And that's why God doesn't say he gives us a floodlight or a lightning bolt, because as I said, if we could see the whole path, we'd be scared to death. He just gives us enough. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet. Why do you need a lamp on your feet? So that you can walk. If you're not going anywhere, you don't need a light. You don't need a light. A lamp means that it gives you a path that you can walk. Time for us to keep on walking. No matter what the devil has been whispering to you, do not give up. There's only death and destruction behind you. But there is deliverance and blessing and grace and healing and love in front of you. Hallelujah. Genesis 3:17. God spoke to Abraham And he said, arise. I told you, you can't sit down. In the temple, there were no seats, no sitting. These tickets are standing room only. You get to heaven, it's going to be standing room only. He said, I saw a multitude that could not be numbered. They weren't sitting. They were standing. It's standing room only in heaven. Arise, walk through the land. Do you know what it means? It says, don't be fearful. Yes, you don't know what's ahead. But he told Abraham, everywhere you walk, I'm going to give it to you. It's yours. I've used this before, but if someone told you, wherever you walk in Milwaukee, whatever piece of ground you walk in Milwaukee, it's yours. I know all of us would head out to the Lakeshore Drive or all the ritzy neighborhoods, and we'd be walking around all the biggest houses. That's in essence what God told Abraham. He says, anywhere you walk, it's yours. That means that we have the right, the privilege to crush Satan underfoot. You can't crush Satan underfoot unless you raise your foot. Do you get that? You cannot crush his head unless you're doing some walking. If you stand still, you're not going anywhere, but you're not crushing Satan's head. Arise, walk through the land in the length of it and in the breadth of it, for I will give it unto thee. God has promised that if you start walking, just walking, you will be pleasing in his sight because he knows that you are not given up. I'm telling you today, God has called us for a Christian walk. If you could stand with me, amen. Arise, we're going to do some walking. Revelation 3:4. There were seven churches in the Old Testament, sorry, in the New Testament, in the book of Revelation. And the Spirit said unto the church of Sardis, thou hast a few names, even in Sardis, which have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk with me in white. You know, in the book of Revelation, we are given this picture of heaven. And it speaks about streets of gold, like unto clear crystal. We can't probably imagine truly what that is. But if there are streets, you know what that means? Going to be some walking. I'll be happy to walk in heaven's streets. In fact, I'm looking for the day when I can walk on those golden streets. I'm telling you, the Father is telling us, do not give up. Keep walking. Turn to someone, turn to your neighbor, say, keep walking. Do not give up. Do not give up. Do not give up. He's already given you the word, all you need. He has given you the word. He says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. That means get up, arise. He's healed you. He's delivered you. Go show yourself. Start rejoicing as you go to show that you are delivered. Be like the 10 lepers. As they started walking, the Bible says, as they went, their healing and their blessing and their deliverance happened. It didn't start off that way, but they had to take the first step. They had to take the first step, just like the prodigal son. It's all about arising. He said, I will arise and go to the Father's house because the servants live better than how I'm living. You know what he had to do? He had to get up out of the pig pen, the pigsty, and take the first step. God is saying to us, listen, if you want to please me, if you want to be like Enoch, if you want to be like Abraham, you got to start walking. Genesis 17, he says, walk before me and be thou perfect. I will declare you perfect. I will make you perfect. I will give you the grace to be perfect. I will give you the love to make you perfect. But we have to keep walking. If the devil's been whispering to you and telling you all kinds of nonsense, tell him he's a liar. I haven't come this far to give up now. You know, when I get on the treadmill, when I first get on the treadmill and I know I need to do 2 miles, boy, that looks so long. So I don't look at the 2 miles. I don't look at how much I got to do. I break it up into little segments. I say, okay, a quarter of a mile. I can do a quarter of a mile. After it says 0.25, I say, okay, I can do 0.5 of a mile. And then once I get to 0.5 a mile, I said, well, I can do to 3/4 of a mile. Once I get to a mile, I said, well, I'm halfway. I can't quit now. I can't quit now. The Bible says I am now further along than where I came from. You can't quit now. You can't quit now. Arise. Take up thy bed. Stop having a pity party. But I don't have anyone to put me in the pool. Do you want to be healed? He was having a pity party, but everybody beats me. Everyone else gets the blessing. I've been here 38 years, and everybody else comes and gets the blessing. That's it. You've been there 38 years. Stuck in the same spot. What did Jesus tell him? Arise. It's time for us to rise and start walking into our blessing, into His grace, into His love. Not fearfully. Because He said, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I still will not fear no evil. Why? Because I'm not alone. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. They comfort me. He ends up that psalm by saying, surely goodness and mercy shall. Now, how can anything follow you unless you are going somewhere? Right? Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. They don't have to follow you if you're standing still. It means David was saying, I'm moving along. I'm not staying still. We need to keep walking, saints. Do not let Satan deceive you. He has given us exceedingly great promises. Hallelujah. We're going to close this service. You can meditate on this one very easily. Just tell yourself tomorrow morning, I'm going to keep walking. Arise, take up thy bed and walk. I have given you the healing. It'll happen when you start moving. It'll start happening when you start moving. But if you stay there, you'll never see the miracle. If you stay right still, you'll never see the miracle. But if you start moving, I really believe the miracle happened for that man when he actually tried. He could have sat there and says, well, I've been here 38 years. And I see no blessing. Jesus told him, arise, take up thy bed and start walking. I have already given you the answer. If you've been asking God for something and you haven't seen it, get up spiritually and start walking into your blessing, into your deliverance. The altars are open. We're going to close this service. But remember this, God is telling us, keep walking. Keep walking. Do not give up. The blessing is in the walking. My presence is with you in walking. Your testimony is in your walk. The faith is in the walk. The grace is in the walk. The healing is in the walk. Hallelujah. We're going to pray and we're going to ask God to let us walk this week and be found worthy. The very first scripture I said, therefore, he was a prisoner, Paul was, but not a prisoner of man. He said, a prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that he walk worthy of the vocation wherein you are called. You are called. You are a peculiar people. You are not common and garden. You are special. You are so blessed that you have been opened up to this truth. That we have heard words today of salvation, of uplift, of blessing. And all we have to do is to get up and just say that we're going to start walking. Hallelujah. If you could bow your heads with me. Father, we thank you today for your presence, for your anointed word. Lord, help it, O God, to bring forth fruit in our hearts. Let it make faith arise. Oh, Father, we just thank you for your presence today. Help us to walk worthy of the calling and to understand, Lord, that we never walk alone, that you have promised to never leave us nor forsake us. Lord, we just